You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning. Yes, it's about time for your miracle. This is the broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Come, we are waiting. We're anticipating for your miracle, and it shall happen unto you if you only believe. Continue to hold on. Listen, we thank you for tuning in to the radio station today. Amen. This is the way God will meet your needs and meet everything you need through the radio broadcast today, coming from WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Oh, it is good. It is good to be here, and all the rest of the stations that you have heard out, called out, that you can join us on. Wow, guess what? 1 hour. 1 hour from 9 to 10. You stay with me and I'll stay with you. We're so grateful again this morning. You tune into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle, coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance, Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins, evangelist Dr. Benita Watkins, my wife. Amen to all my church, the church mothers, and to all the prophetesses. Amen, gathers. Amen, Prophetess Rita, to all the evangelists that's there. Amen, Prophetess Moses. We do thank God for you, Pastor Jamal. We thank God for you. We're so glad that you're tuned in to the radio broadcast this morning. We're looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we are in, God is with us. Hold your head up high. Be of good courage, because he that will come shall come, and he's going to deliver. He's going to set free. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. God is with us. God is with us. Praise our God. Listen, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another time. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for waking us up this morning, closing our right mind, Lord. We thank you for keeping us throughout the night, Lord, while we slumbered and slept, Father. We thank you, oh God, again, that you woke us up this morning with the activity of our limbs, Lord. We thank you that the blood was running warm in our veins, Father. We thank you, oh God, now, God, you allow some to go to work this morning. You allow some just to have the day off, God. You allow some just to bathe and bath in your presence on today, Father. We thank you, oh God, even now, the one that's taking care of business, God, give them favor today, God. Lord, those that got doctor's appointments, Father, Lord, we thank you for a good report, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Father. Oh God, just open up the ways today. Oh God, make the way plain for them today, right now, in the name of Jesus. We decree, we declare it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We thank God for you. We thank God for touching the sick and the shut in. Amen. We thank God for just touching them right now. God, wherever they may be, Father, we thank you and we give God the praise and honor for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again, you're tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. We're so glad you're tuning into the radio broadcast, because guess what? As we come on, amen, it's about time for what? Your miracle, no matter what it looks like. No matter what it feels like, you're in time. You're just in time for a miracle. Listen, we want to give you some free announcements. We want to share with you, praise our God, and we want to give out some birthday shout-outs to those that have a birthday. Amen. Had a birthday or going to have a birthday coming up. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Amen. I want you to know God is able to do it. I want you to know God is working by his power. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Those of you that are celebrating anniversaries, amen. Thank God for you in your anniversary. Amen. Lady Watkins have a birthday coming up. Amen. And we want to, amen, say happy birthday to her. Give her a God bless you shout out. Amen. Amen. Happy birthday, honey. Thank God for you. It's coming up. Praise our God. Amen. So we're so excited about it. Listen, I want to share with you. Come be with us in our services. Amen. We got services going on at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Come be with us tonight in our evangelistic service, healing deliverance service. Come be with us tonight. Amen. 7 o'clock. Come be with us. Stop by. Stop in. Come in. Amen. And watch God do what he say he's going to do. Amen. Come join us in our services. We're going to look to see you Sunday morning. Sunday morning. 11 o'clock sharp. Sunday morning. You don't want to miss this service. Oh, the Holy Ghost is going to be moving. God is going to be moving as usual. Amen. Hallelujah. 11 o'clock. Those of you that don't have a church home and you're looking for a place, come on by 1219 South Street. Amen. Located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Meet us there at 11. Beat us there. Beat us there. Beat me there. 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock sharp. Amen. We're going to be starting services. Praise and worship start. We're going to be there. Amen. Hallelujah. We start out, of course, with Sunday school. Sunday school start at 9:30. Sunday school start at 9:30. Then we'll go into our morning worship after that. Praise God. We're looking to see you. Looking to see you. Amen. Then, of course, you know, you'll hear the more announcements as we go off the air. Bible study. Come on. We got Bible study on Tuesday nights. Amen. Come be with us in our Bible studies. Amen. Prayer on Wednesday nights for 1 hour. The Lord say the same. We got to go back to praying. We got to go back to praying. The Bible say that men ought to always pray. Amen. We want you to come out and be with us in our services. Meet us there. Beat us there. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, we want to send out our condolence to the bereaved family. Amen. To those that are going through the bereavement hour, we want to send out our condolence to you. Amen. Minister Mitchell to the Mitchell family. Amen. We want to send out our condolence to Minister Mitchell. Amen. Hallelujah. In the passing of her sister. Amen. Hallelujah. We pray for her and her nieces and nephews, Miss Birdie of Coco. We want to send out our condolence to them. Amen. Miss Seal, hallelujah, which is her sister also. Sister Betty Kidd, which is her sister also. Amen. And to Bruce, her brother. Amen. We want to send out our condolence to the Mitchell family and to Papa's Gathers. Hallelujah. To all the entire Mitchell family that is going through this bereavement time. Also, we want to continue to pray for the Grayson family. Continue to pray for the Grayson family that God would see them through in the passing of Ellen. Could we better know as sister, call her sister. Amen. Hallelujah. And their moms, Michelle, and Kurt. We want to continue to pray for y'all that God hold you up. Amen. And those of you that I don't know is going through, also we want to pray for, hallelujah, April Hudson. We want to continue to pray for her in the passing of Miss Mary Hudson. We want to pray for them that God would see them through this difficult time in the passing of her mother. Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you that know Miss Mary Julius, amen. Hallelujah. Praise our God. And like I said, you may know somebody that I don't know, but we want to keep them in prayer. Let's keep them in prayer that God would see them through this difficult time as they go through this difficult time. Amen. Praise God. Listen, get ready. Get ready. We are going to be back in Melbourne. Melbourne Friday night, which is Friday night next week. Friday night, we're going to be back in Melbourne at Apostle Janet Jackson's, right there in Melbourne, right there on US 1. We were there a couple of months in Running Revival for a whole week. We're going to be right back there one night only. Oh, tell somebody. Oh, it's going to be something. It's going to be fire. It's going to be the fire of God again in the place. Come be with us right there in Melbourne, Florida. Amen. Again, Apostle Janet Jackson is the apostle, pastor there. Amen. Come be with us. Look out. West Palm Beach in his presence. Come on. Look out with Apostle 10. Hallelujah. We're going to be right there. Benjamin. Oh, we're going to be right there. Hallelujah. In his presence. We're going to be there in the prayer summit. Amen. That Wednesday night. That Wednesday night. We're going to be there. Hallelujah. Just that one night. We're going to look to see you, those of you that is up under the sound of my voice, those of you that in the surrounding areas. Come on, be with us there that Wednesday night. It's going to be a whole week, I believe, and we have that Wednesday night. So come be with us. We're going to look to see you in his presence in West Palm Beach. Praise God. God is going to be moving by his power. God is going to be doing things in the prayer summit. We're going to look to see you there. Come on, we're going to look to see you. We're going to look to meet you there. Praise God. And I'm telling you, God is going to do something within the place. Amen. Give a God bless you. Shout out to none other than, guess what? Hallelujah. We want to give good God bless you. Shout out to her. Amen. And her congregation again down here, right here in the beautiful city of Cocoa. Pastor Diana Hayes Hicks. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Apostolic Church of Jesus, New Deliverance. Come on. Hallelujah. We want to give you a God bless you shout out. We still having a feast of a time in our spirit from when we were there with you all in our celebration. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Diana, God bless you. Amen. Elder Hicks, God bless you. Deb Hicks, God bless you. Thank God for you. Thank God for you in the church family. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're so excited about it. I'm so excited about it. Listen, I know Labor Day is coming up. Amen. Labor Day is coming up. The Lord's will. We want you to be careful and be prayerful and don't eat a whole lot. Just enjoy yourself. Labor Day is coming up. We thank God for those that have did things and was there for us and doing things for us. But it's Labor Day. So guess what? We're going to enjoy. Some of you got the day off. Enjoy your day off. Some of you going to going out of town. We pray traveling grace and mercy over you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. All right. Let's get into the word of God. Amen. I want you to be of good courage because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that does what proceeded out the mouth of God. Hallelujah. So we want to get into the word of God today to encourage you, to lift you up, to let you know that you're not alone. You're not alone on this journey. The enemy will try to make you feel like you are by yourself. The enemy will try to come up against you with all things. We want you to tag and share. Amen. With the broadcast. Amen. Let somebody know that it's about time for their miracle. It's about time for them to come up. It's about time for them to come cross. It's about time for them to come through. Amen. God bless you. Good morning. Prophetess Gathers. Good morning. Hallelujah. Good morning. Yvette Busby, good morning. More, bless you. Thank God. I want you to know there are things that the enemy has already tried to come up against you with, but guess what? God has allowed it to do what? Overturn. God has flipped it around, because guess what? What the enemy has signed and planned and plot tricks, come on, that to try to come up against you, our God do what? He reverses it and he turns it around. I want you to know today, hold your head up high. Be not weary in what well doing, because we're in due season. You shall reap if you faint not. Come on. Hallelujah. So guess what? God is still working on your behalf. God is still what? Fighting on your behalf. All you got to do is what? Rest in the Lord. Amen. Rest in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Knowing that your labor is what? Not in vain. Knowing that our God is who he say he is. Come on. Who is he? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Who is he? My shepherd. Who is he? Hallelujah. The Lion of Judah. Who is he? My Prince of Peace. Who is he? Hallelujah. Whatever situation you in, that's what God become to you. Amen. He's a keeper. He's a healer. He in this time of sickness, he's a healer. Come on. When the enemy got you seen like he got you bound up, he's a deliverer. Who is he? He's a deliverer. Come on, Daniel. Talk about it. Daniel was in the lion's den. Come on. About to be devoured. Come on here. By the lion, the vicious lion. But what happened? God stepped in with Daniel. Daniel went in with God. Come on here. Trusting in God. Hallelujah. And the lion became Daniel's best friend. Hallelujah. And they both was asleep. Come on. God will put that thing to sleep that's trying to come against you. Hallelujah. He'll put it to sleep. He'll take the stain. He'll take the stain out of it. Come on. He'll take the strength out of it here. Once you got to believe God. Come on. Let's go get some of these Hebrew boys. Come on. Let's talk about them for a minute. Oh, we can't stop talking about the old patriarchs of old. Praise God. Hallelujah. The foundation. Come on, let's talk about them. What did they do? They went through a great deal. They went through a great deal. Come on here. The Bible says that the king made a decree. Hallelujah. That at the sound of the trumpet, that everybody had to bow down. But these three disciples made it up in their mind that they was not going to bow down to the sound of what was coming up against them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who became God, became their lawyer. God became their judge. Come on. In the midst of what they were in, the fiery furnace. Come on here. Hallelujah. And they said, if God don't deliver us. Come on here. We know he's able. Who is he? He's a deliverer in the midst of what you're in. He's a deliverer. He will do what? Keep you. Hallelujah. He will keep you. Hallelujah. In the midst of what you're in. And then while you're in it, praise God, he'll keep you. Then he'll bring you through it and bring you out. Who is he? The Lord strong and mighty. Who is he? Hallelujah. The Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Who is he? A mind regulator. Who is he? A heart fixer. Come on. Who is he? He is who he say he is, and he's going to do what he say he's going to do. Praise God. Hallelujah to God. I'm telling you, we go through this, and we hear it quoted a lot of times. And we recite it we can recite it. Hallelujah. And we hear it a lot of times at homegoing services, at funerals. Oh, we hear it. We hear it. But do we really know? Do we really know what it really said? The Lord is what? The Lord is my shepherd. Come on. Come on. That's what we're going to talk about. Who is he? The Lord is my shepherd. The 23rd Psalm. He is my shepherd. And what a shepherd does. Come on. The shepherd leads. The shepherd guides. The shepherd looks out for the sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. Come on. Hallelujah. Who is he? He's my shepherd. Come on. He's a shepherd that tend to the sheep, a shepherd that looks over the sheep. Come on here. A shepherd that watches out. Come on here. Oh, we're going to get into it. Who is he? The Lord is my shepherd. I don't care what you're going through with. He's your shepherd. He's your provider. He's going to make a way in the desert. Hallelujah. He's going to make a way in the desert. He's going to turn the fire. Come on here. He's going to take the heat out the fire. Come on. Even though it's like blazing against you, he's a firefighter. Oh, who is he? The Lord is my shepherd. Come on here. Hallelujah. He is my shepherd. Come on. Somebody know he is today. Who is he? Hallelujah. Who is this man? Who is he? Hallelujah. He is who he say he is. Who is he? Hallelujah. He's my Prince of Peace. He's my bread in a starving land. Hallelujah. Who is he? Hallelujah. He's my rock. Hallelujah. My shelter in a time of storm. Who is he? My shepherd. Who is he? I'm talking about the good shepherd. I'm talking about the good shepherd. Praise our God. I will fear. Come on, not evil, because God, the shepherd is with me. I will fear no evil, because he's with me. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. Help me in here. I'm trying to get to it. I'm trying to get to it. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we want to talk about it today. We want to talk about it. We, like I say, we hear that funerals, and we can quote it without doubt, going to the word of God. Without looking at it on pray, because we say, this is who he is. The Lord is my shepherd. Come on here. A shepherd. What is a shepherd? The shepherd looks out for the sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You shall not want for nothing. Come on here. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. Because the Lord is your shepherd. Come on, you say, Apostle, it don't look like it. How could the Lord be my shepherd? And I'm going through this, and I'm going through that. And it look like trouble is breaking out all around me. But I tell you, it does not change who God say he is. Who is he? My shepherd. Who is he? My provider. Who is he? My keeper. Who is he? My Prince of Peace. Who is he? The Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want. Come on, hallelujah. I shall not want. Come on. There's no lacking. There's no missing in God. Hallelujah. All my needs are met. Come on here. All your needs are met today. And this is where you got to sit. Because when you're dealing with the shepherd that I know and you know, come on here. There's no shortage in him. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down. I think we mentioned from this one time before. He making me to lie down in green pastures. God don't lead you into nothing. He don't lead you into nothing that's dry. He making me to lie down. Oh, you're going to lie down through this. Come on here. It may look dry. It may look like it's tough, but the Lord is going to make it greener. It may look like it's broken. It may look like it's destroyed, but God is going to keep it together. Who is he? He's my shepherd. Who is he? My keeper. Who is he? My confidant. Who is he? My prince of peace. Who is he? Hallelujah. The God of God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the El Shaddai. Who is he? My shepherd. Who is he? Hallelujah. Praise our God. He making me to lie down in green pastures. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You can rest in God when he's your shepherd. You can rest in God. Hallelujah. Knowing who God is. Greetings to you, Evangelist Mara. You can rest in God when he's your good shepherd. He's your peace. You can rest in him. Praise God. He says, hallelujah. He making me to lie down in green pastures. And then not only do he make me to lay down in green pastures, what do he do? He restores my soul. He restores my soul. Hallelujah. Praise our God. He making me to lie down in green pastures. Praise our God. Hallelujah. And it said, he leadeth me. Come on. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. He leadeth me beside still waters. He leadeth me beside still water. When the water's raging. Oh, my God. When it's raging, come on. Sometimes that's why the enemy knows, because we got to go over to the other side. We talked about that. Come on. We got to go over to the other side. God flipped this thing over. He flipped it over. Hallelujah. When the water is raging, but still you have peace. He leads me beside still waters. He leads me beside still water. And the water is still, even though it looks like it's raging against you, beating up against you, is still, because God is my shepherd is with me. He's leading me through the raging water. So that's why the water is calm. Oh, my goodness. It's blessing me. That's why the water is calm. That's why the water is peace, because God, my shepherd is with me. He leads me beside still waters. Okay, verse 3, he restores my soul. Oh, because we don't been going through so much. We don't go through so much, and we'll go through so much. And what he does, he restores our soul. Come on here. What the enemy try to take from us, try to take our strength, try to take our joy, try to take our peace. Come on here. He restores my soul. Hallelujah. He rebuilds me. He refines me through his word. Hallelujah. He refurnished me. Hallelujah. Through his word. Hallelujah. That's a shepherd. Oh, hallelujah. A good shepherd is not going to let you be destroyed in the midst of what you're going through. He's going to keep you. Talking about the Lord is my shepherd. Who is he? My shepherd. Hallelujah. He says, hallelujah. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. Hallelujah. He leadeth me. Here we go, y'all. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. He's leading you. Your shepherd is going to lead you. Oh, my God. Your shepherd is not going to, hallelujah, leave you destitute, leave you out there by yourself. He leadeth me, according to what it says right here. He leadeth me again. Hallelujah. Mark it if you don't have a mark in your Bible. He leadeth me. Come on. Hallelujah. He leadeth me into what? He leading me into it. Because if it's like it's trouble you, but God is leading you into it, because he's going to bring you through it. He's not going to leave you there by yourself. He's not going to leave you there. Hallelujah. He leading me into the path of righteousness. Come on. Now you're walking through the path of righteousness. Oh, there's nothing but righteousness. If you can only see this, hallelujah. He's walking you through the path of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake, because he's the shepherd. For his name's sake, because his name will never lose his power. His name will never lose his strength. Come on here. His name, above his name. There is nothing above his name. So he leadeth me. Come on here. Oh, my God. He leadeth me through the path of righteousness for his name's sake. His name is on that. Why are you going through it? His name is on that. Why are you in there? His name is on you. Come on. A good shepherd. You're bred by his name. So this is why you can't be overtaken. This is why you can't be overtaken. See, this is why we got to renew your mind. This is why you got to renew your mind when you're going through something. You got to get the mind of Christ, because he's the shepherd. He's a leader. He's a guider. He's a keeper while you yet going through it. Somebody say amen. I know you out there. God bless you. Oh, this is blessing my heart. This is blessing my soul. He said, yea, yea, listen, yea, do I walk. Why did he say we walk? He said, I walk. He's walking there with you. He's, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadows. It's only a shadow. This is only a shadow. Come on here. It's only a shadow that you're coming against and you're walking by. He said, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through. You're walking through it. You don't supposed to stop. You don't supposed to cry. You don't supposed to hold your head down and have a pity party. Walk through it. Oh, my God. Because your shepherd is with you. The shepherd is with you. The Lord of Lords. The Lord of Lords is with you. Gird up your mind while you're walking through it. Gird up your spirit and continue to speak faith-filled words while you're going through it. Hallelujah to God. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. He leadeth me. Hallelujah. He leadeth me through the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. You will fear no evil. Why? Because the shepherd is with you. Yeah, we're going through it. We're in it. Yes, but the shepherd is with us. The Elohim, the He Him, the El Shaddai, the Almighty One. He's with you as you walk through it. That's right, prophets. Come on. As you walk through it. As you walk through it. Come on. As you walk through it. Come on here. Hallelujah. He says, I will do what? I will fear no evil. Yeah, the evil is there, but I will fear no evil. For thou, here we go, here we go. For thou art who? With me. For thou art with me. Who's with me? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Who's with me, Evangelist Harvey? Come on here. The Lion of Judah. Come on. Who's with me? Come on. The Shepherd, the Great I Am, the Master Builder. Let us go over to the other side. Come on here. Because he's my good shepherd. He's with me. Not only is he with me, but he gave me something to comfort me. He's comforting me. Come on here. Come on, somebody. He said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, come on. Thy rod, and we know what a rod is. Thy rod and thy staff. Oh, hallelujah. I still have my staff. I still have my staff with me. Come on. Those of you that had your staff, we know what it is. He said, thy rod and thy staff, hallelujah, are with me. Now, and what they going to do? What they going to do? Come on. God, let me slow down here, because this is blessing me. This is blessing me. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they do what? Comfort me. They comfort me. Come on here. They comforted me. They hold me in place. They hold me with it. Sure, I got the staff. I got the rod. I'm walking with it. I'm walking with his word. I'm walking with his promises. Come on here. I'm leaning on his promises. Come on here. I'm leaning, come on here, on the word of God. Who is he? The shepherd. Hallelujah. He says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, my goodness. Thou preparest a table. Thou preparest a table. That prepares a table. Come on. That prepares a table. The table is spread. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on to the table. That prepares a table right there in the midst when he's leading you. That prepares a table in the presence. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. You right there in the presence of the enemy. And God is walking with you. He's leading you. He's guiding you. Come on. The shepherd. That prepares a table. Oh, they're going to watch me eat. Oh, they're going to watch me rest. We're going to die right there. Oh, you're going to sit right here. That thing that came up against you, that thing that tried to destroy you, is going to be right there at the table. Then let it see that it didn't overtake you. Oh, my God. The sickness didn't overtake you. Come on here. Hallelujah. The weapon that was formed against you, how it didn't prosper. They're going to see it. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Your enemy is going to be